Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So let's talk about our favorite topic, which is FCA and how the FCA think about financial promotions. Everyone loves this. I absolutely hate this. But I will talk about it because I do know quite a bit about it. And obviously, it's a question from you guys. So the question comes in today from Daniel. Daniel is effectively asking, he says, FCA rules for promotion. What is the must for the promotion? He also said, can you drop a link to your profile, which was where I asked it for the question. I've already sent him the link to the profiles. That's fine. So what are the rules for the FCA promotion when it comes to financial promotions? Now, with this, obviously, we're going to have to take a view on a lot of it because a lot of it is subject to networks. And the first thing I've got to say is with it is obviously your network. Every network's different. You might be DA. If you're DA, you can take your responsibility in your own hands. If you're an AR of a network, then you've got to abide by the network's rules. And then I can't remember the other one. Is it the RI? Yeah. I don't know. AR, RI, something like that. Whatever it is. The one where you want underneath. I forget what that one's called. Again, you've got to abide by the rules of your AR, then your firm that you're under as a brand. But to give a basic guideline of this, if you search for FCA social media rules on Google, you're going to find the new proposed kind of plan that they're talking about, and which I did an episode on the podcast all about that. But pretty straightforward. When it comes to FCA, what they're making sure is that the content needs to fall into these, needs to be in these three categories. It must be fair, it must be clear, and it must not be misleading. Okay, so I'm going to say that again. That must be fair, it must be clear, and it must not be misleading. And the reason why I'm stressing that, and the people, when I speak to people about this, it's quite funny because I'm stressing those points because it is very important about that. That's very important to follow those rules because, and people go, oh, it's not very, that's not very clear. It's very clear. When you make a piece of content, ask yourself, do I think this is fair? And I think that when I work with clients about this is think about if you removed yourself, your emotional attachment to you wanting to make money, for you wanting to be successful in your business, that you run the business and think you're great, all of that stuff, remove that and think, do I think this is fair? Honestly. Then do I think it is clear? So do I think that if I looked at this, it would make sense? Do I think that this is positioned in a fair way? Do I think this is not misleading? Now, what do I say by what would be an example of this one? If you do a piece of content that's like why you shouldn't use a bank, that is completely not compliant because that is not fair, because it isn't fair, because you're massively swayed towards use me. And I see this all the time with brokers. This is why content like broker versus bank can work versus why you shouldn't use a bank. Why you shouldn't use a bank is completely unfair. It is completely unclear because you're going to be one-sided. So you're making it very well because you're going to pick the negative of the banks. That's unclear to the person. They're not clear of their options. And it is misleading because what you're saying is that banks are rubbish and brokers are great. Now, I know that we like to think that because of what we do as a job, and I completely understand that, but that's not the way. And by the way, I wish we could market. I'm not saying that we shouldn't, and this is not my decision. That's why I said I don't like talking about this stuff, because it's not me that wants to talk about this. But it's very important you understand that we are playing in a regulated environment, or you are playing in a regulated. I'm not. I say what I want. Don't use a bank. But you are playing in a regulated environment, and so you need to make sure that it's that way. It doesn't mean then. So like great one, I always said it's like people like what you can't get when you go to a bank. Pros and cons. Pros would be, you know, like the pros for a bank would be you don't have to pay a fee. That would be it. You just say you don't have to pay a fee, and that instantly makes it fair because you're saying, yeah, don't pay a fee. You just pay me a fee. But in the content, you're already actually anchoring you're going to charge me a fee. So I think this is really useful. So look at that yourself. Is it fair? Is it clear? Is it misleading? And genuinely look at it. If I scroll through TikTok right now, I literally can see hundreds of videos that are completely unfair, that are definitely not fair, definitely unclear, and definitely misleading. Like I see it all the time, or like horrendously bad. So you get away with it if you're DA, that's cool, but like it does happen. The other thing then to think about, And these are the other things that I would say for like compliance that we've found that works and over the past has been, do you give advice? So make sure in your content you're not giving advice. That's really vital. You can't give advice. So how can you get away with doing that, honestly? Case studies are a great way of doing that. So if you're using case studies, you're giving advice to a specific case situation. So let's say we find a house and let's talk about this specific house. Or if you find a, or you're talking about a specific client in this situation, then that's a case study. If you're saying everybody with a, can I get a mortgage of everybody, then you're starting to give broad advice, which is going to be dangerous. But if you use case studies, examples of previous clients, and then you always put a caveat on the end of this will be different to everybody else, everyone's situation is different. And I think that's really important to always remember, is that every piece of content you make, it should always be at the end subject to individual client situation and lender criteria. That's literally what it's going to be, subject to lender criteria and individual situation. Because that, as long as you put that on there, again, you're not giving advice, because you've got to say that somebody has, it's subject to you being qualified for it. And again, I don't see this happen a lot. I don't see this happen a lot on social media. You'll see it on my clients, a majority of them anyway. If some of them might fly under the radar, but like the majority of them will do that. But it's, you've got to make sure you don't give advice. And again, with financial promotions and FCA stuff, it really is just you stepping back and looking at it with a, removing your business hat on and thinking genuinely what is going on, like really honest, clear, top-down view. Do I think that is okay? The other one's the thing here is, do not use assumptive language or definitive language. So you must versus you could, you may, you must, you may, you could, you should. So that's a great example of the two: could, should, must, may. So may is very okay, you can do if you want to. You must is saying you have to. Those type of languages are going to get you caught out in compliance, because they're definitive. They are absolute. They are the only one. And that is a problem with financial advice, because that's advice. You should or could. You could get a mortgage potentially. And the word potentially is always a great one as well. So using the type of language is going to affect what is in that content. Dates where necessary is the other point I want to point out, which is any piece of content, anything you're talking about when it comes to rates or anything like that, if there are dates that are involved and you know that information is going to go out of date in the future, so let's, you're talking about rates, you're talking about criteria changes, say the date. So as of the 22nd of January 2024, this is this. They said that, so you're covering your ass with that. Use the dates and avoid call to actions wherever possible. And really what you want to do is avoid hard call to actions. So hard call to actions is buy my stuff, book a call. The moment you do that, this falls into financial promotion, the moment you do that. Whereas you can do what we call soft call to actions, which is tell me in the comments what you think about this. And that technically isn't a financial promotion at that point. If you're getting them to engage with your content but not engage with you, then that isn't, broadly speaking, not a financial promotion. Every network will take a different view on that, but to be completely honest with you, they're wrong. But it doesn't mean that I can change their minds, but they are wrong when you actually look at it. Like, they are wrong, but that's just their interpretation of it. But they are, but it does still play within their rules. But you want to avoid that hard sell as much as possible. You want to avoid it. People, and then what people say there is, oh, how are people going to contact me? They will contact you. They'll go to your website, they'll go to the links in your bios, they'll go to the things that have been signed off. Send them to the things that have been signed off. Make the content a place where you can talk about it. It doesn't slow you down, you can continue to talk about it. And then when they need you, they know where to go. If when they need you, they'll go, they'll drop you a message, or they'll DM you, or they'll book a call in through your link, or they'll go to your website. If your branding is solid enough, you don't need to say book a call, you don't have to. I've never say book a call with me on discovery calls. Very rare anyway. So never say never. I'm sure there's bits, but very rarely. And I have a waiting list, a big waiting list at this point. Too big, to be completely honest. So it is one of those scenarios. You don't have to do that. So that's how I deal with FCA and rules and financial promotions. Daniel, hopefully that's helped you, mate. And hopefully it's helped everybody else who had those similar questions. If you've got a question you'd answer on the show, then you can ask me a question via DMs, or you can put it in on a Sunday where I put it up on Instagram and you can submit it and we put it into the show. Anyway, have a great day and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.